And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Leon Cherami and Sarah Michaela Brown, who open their new joint production called Cajun Face at the Acadiana Center for the Arts this week. It will open on Thursday the 7th. And I can't help but feel almost everybody in our community has seen this amazing poster and postcard that you all have of your two faces together, divided, half of each face together. The show is called Cajun Face, and it's a series of vignettes of your lives as young Cajuns here in Lafayette. Before we start talking about your backgrounds and how you came, I need to know about the title. Why did you call it Cajun Face? I mean, obviously now that we've seen the poster, it's obvious. It's such a wonderful idea. But what made you choose that as the title of a series of stories about your life here?
Well, it kind of came from something that kept happening to me in particular, which was especially I moved back to Lafayette about a year and a half ago from Chicago. And when I was back in this community, I kept noticing how often people would come up to me and say that I looked like someone and mistake me for someone else. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And this really happens to me uncommonly a lot. And sometimes in very dramatic circumstances, like being driving on the road and things like that. And, eventually, someone came up to me like in a bar and was like, "You look just like my ex." And I just kind of blurted out, "Oh, that's because I have Cajun face."
It's a syndrome, kind
it's
of like
a syndrome, yeah.
Half Cajun face. So, did that ever happen to you, Leanne?
It actually doesn't happen to me as much as Sarah. It actually happened to me when I would go visit Sarah in Chicago. We have another mutual friend up there who is from Louisiana, and then we actually have another friend that's from Texas. But we would get compared to all of them, and I would often get, "Oh, are y'all sisters? No. Are y'all cousins? No. We're not related." Mm-hmm. So then we started getting, "Well, what's in the water down there?"
Well, and that would be interesting because being from away, people would notice certain characteristics or shapes of faces or something that we think of as just normal, natural, you know, part of the water.
Right.
Well, okay, let's talk about your backgrounds and how you both got to this place where people begin confusing you with other people. Leanne, you're from, as we say, down the bayou.
Well,
yes, or what
technically,
is your...
okay. I am from Lafayette, but my dad is from down the bayou,
okay.
And my mom is actually from Crowley, so
right.
I have prairie and bayou Cajun in my blood,
okay.
As they say, and I'm actually an Army brat. My dad moved around a lot. So
you picked up bits of faces from all those other places.
Absolutely.
Too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but you're French on both sides. Obviously, Cher Ami is French.
Yes.
Is your mother French?
My mom's maiden name was Taylor, actually, but my grandmother's maiden name was Fontenot. Mm-hmm. And she was one of seven famous Fontenot girls in Crowley. And which is kind of legendary.
Are you related to our engineer, Carl Fontenot?
Maybe. I don't know. They were all girls, so it's hard to say.
See how quickly we start that kind of conversation.
Yeah.
So you're kind of an interesting mix of Cajun, French, Acadian, from very different parts of this designated area.
Yeah, and Acadiana. I also feel that there's Creole, too, that is just not identified because of, you know, lineage and just how it all mixes up. And I actually address that in the show about how we define ourselves here.
So how much did you actually grow up around here? What part of your life, your early life, did you spend here?
When we moved back to Louisiana in 1990, and we lived in Fort Polk. Then we moved to Cut Off, Louisiana. Then my dad got a transfer to New Iberia, and that's actually how I ended up back here at Lafayette. I came to UL for college for performing arts, and that's actually where I met Sarah.
Okay. So how old were you when you lived in Cut Off and Fort Polk?
I was, I also lived in Colorado, Texas, and Hawaii.
We're trying to get the Louisiana.
But the Louisiana in Fort Polk, I lived there from second grade to fifth grade. Mm-hmm. And that's actually the first place I ever had cornbread.
Hmm.
Very interesting. Yeah. And then I was in Cut Off from sixth to eighth grade. And then I went to high school in New Iberia. And then I've been here since college.
So interesting little, those are interesting formative times in your life.
Absolutely.
You know, that you sort of dropped into Louisiana and different parts of Louisiana.
Absolutely. I've always felt like, even though I have a lot of pride for my culture and I feel very connected to my culture, I also feel like I'm an observer of my culture. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's the theater, the actor in me.
Mm-hmm. Or just that experience as a child, sort of dropping in and
absolutely.
Watching and then going away, living someplace else.
Yeah.
So, but once you came here to college, you've stayed,
mm-hmm.
haven't you?
Yeah. And that's actually something we kind of talk about in the show as well. I feel like I had that opportunity to leave. All my friends left. They would have put me up on their couch. I know.
Absolutely.
But
you'd been leaving for a long time before.
Yeah, and that's really what it boiled down to. And when I came to peace with that, I was like, well, then I get to experience what everyone else got to experience growing up. You know, I get to experience the staying part.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been really nice, you know.
So the two of you have come to that point, as you call it, coming to peace in different ways. So, Sarah, tell us about your background in Louisiana. Where were you born? How long did you live here?
I was born at Lafayette General.
Let's go all the way back.
Me too.
Yeah, and I was raised on the north side of Lafayette near Brobridge, and I, you know, was there my whole life through college, where I went to UL, as Leanne said. When I was just after graduating from UL, just a few months later, I moved to Chicago with like a mini exodus that was happening that Leanne's kind of referring to of our group of friends. We had a big group of Louisiana expatriates, I guess you could say, in Illinois.
Were the two of y'all
like, They all left me.
So you all were here at UL at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you all were both in performing arts, did performing arts here?
Yes, we both mm-hmm. participated in performing arts.
I was a performing arts major, and I'm going to call you out. But Sarah's an English major, but she should have been a performing arts major. Yes.
Well, yeah. But she studied all the great drama.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You acted in it.
Yeah, so then I was in Chicago for about almost 8 years, and then I moved back to this area last year in 2012.
So why Chicago? Was it because there was a whole group going there? Had that been a
dream
of yours?
That was part of it. Yeah, it had always been a dream of mine to live in a big city and, you know, do theater and study and all of that good stuff. So for me, I think it was always like New York or Chicago, and Chicago felt a little more accessible, and there were a lot of people going there. And in retrospect, it seems faded because so many wonderful things happened to me there, and I learned so much. And but yeah, love Chicago.
So, that's a fascinating, and that makes this wonderful image of the two of you with your faces together even more interesting, because your experiences are kind of flip-flopped, and you sort of mm-hmm. met and did this little dance in college and then kind of had the opposite experiences that you'd had in your earlier lives.
Yeah.
So what did you begin, and I guess I'll begin with you, Sarah, because you had spent your whole life here and went away, and that's a bit shocking. There's a culture mm-hmm. shock in that. But what did you begin thinking about your own heritage, or what did others observe about your heritage when you were up there? Or mm-hmm. did that happen right away?
Yeah, it was definitely a culture shock. And I should just quick side note, there's a culture shock when you come back too. But I don't think I thought a lot about the fact that I was Cajun or that I had this unique heritage until I left. And then you kind of see how different you are.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one thing that I noticed was that I was kind of more, I don't know, just sort of emotionally available, if that makes sense. Not that, you know, people in Chicago are very kind and, you know, courteous, but it's not the same as here. I feel that people in Louisiana and this area are just put it out there. They're warm. They embrace you. They want to get to really know you. And that's kind of how I realized I got, oh, that's part of me too. So I think it was kind of shocking for people a little bit, you know.
And for you too to realize that's
mm-hmm,
not how
that's not how
is.
It is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, people don't approach life with as much passion as we do. And I'm sure there are other cultures that are similar, but that's one thing that kind of struck me right away.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, and Chicago is such a town of immigrant
mm-hmm.
groups,
mm-hmm.
But I guess very different than the immigrants here, because we came so much further back and we're so mm-hmm. much more established than perhaps some of the newer groups in Chicago.
Yes, mm-hmm. And it's kind of interesting because, you know, in a city like Chicago or a big city, you have so many different people coming together, and that makes it really vibrant and really exciting, and you can have so many new experiences. But then that's also something special that we have here, is that we all have this commonality. Not to say that we're all Cajuns or we're all Creoles or mm-hmm. anything, but there's just something about it that joins us, that makes it our culture that right. we share. Mm-hmm. And there's something really special about that, that as far as I'm aware, not that I'm an expert, we don't have that a lot of places in the United States anymore.
Mm-hmm. So you begin thinking about these things almost mm-hmm. immediately, having moved away from
yes.
Lafayette.
And I think especially after Hurricane Katrina.
Okay. And why? Why especially after that?
Well, you know, I was in Chicago, and not that Katrina necessarily affected the area where most of the people I know are, which is Acadiana, but you know, it's just kind of like, wow, I'm all the way over here and this is happening there, you know, and then mm-hmm. there was the oil spill mm-hmm. and just those things happening, those tragedies just brought Louisiana to mind, and kind of seeing like the artistic response that my friends were doing. And yeah, started mm-hmm. thinking about Louisiana a lot more, I would say, mm-hmm. at that point.
I want to tell people who just might be tuning in, my guests are Sarah Michaela Brown and Leon Cherami, who are talking about their experiences as Cajuns, young Cajuns, living here now, but having arrived here from different points, both originally here with family, but as Sarah was saying, she lived here all of her life, left and went away to Chicago, and Leanne kind of living all over the country and eventually deciding after college to stay here, so sort of opposite. And do you remember, Leanne, having thoughts like Sarah in a different way? I mean, because you're making that decision. Everyone's leaving. Your friends mm-hmm. are going to Chicago. They're going to New York. You've been away. You've mm-hmm. been bopping around Colorado and other right. states. And so you made that choice to stay here. What was in your mind about the culture and yourself as a Cajun, someone from this area?
Well, a few things. Artistically, one of the things that came to mind was when I move, I have to find a company that I work with, that I work well with, that I like what we're doing, that I'm excited about what we're doing. And I thought, how long will that take? Mm-hmm. How long could that take, you know, in a bigger city where there's so many companies? And I was like, I already have that here with Acting Up. I'm really excited about what we're doing. That's one thing that helped me say, well, I can already do that here.
Right.
The other thing, too, is I noticed when I would go visit, I started taking my summers to travel more recently. And I go visit, and I go visit my friends. I go take classes, theater classes. And I noticed I couldn't stop talking about Louisiana. Like it was even more like, oh, I'm from Louisiana. Oh, we don't do that stuff home. You know, this is Louisiana. You know, it's just
so not talking about it to your friends so much as the people you would meet.
Right.
Yeah.
It was so, and it was almost like I had like I couldn't stop.
You
it was
had a
almost
message.
It was almost like a compulsion.
Almost like you were preaching.
Yes, I was. It was mm-hmm. totally. Mm-hmm.
And what were you trying to impart to them? What was it you were so excited about this area?
Just how unique it is here, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. how different it is here, the pride in where we come from, the pride in where we're going, mm-hmm, how no matter how messed up some things could be and are in our state, how we still choose to stay here because mm-hmm. the culture has that much power mm-hmm. with us, over us, you know. When Sarah mentioned the oil spill, I had gone visit her that summer as well. And that was I remember that was just a hard summer. I was depressed. I was there. I wanted to be there, but I was also, because it had just happened. Mm-hmm. And it was definitely, and then I went to see a theater piece that did some commentary on it. And I was like, mm-hmm. you don't even understand. You know, I got really angry and I was crying. And so, when I left, I get more like cheerleadery and mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. I want to educate everybody about.
Well, the funny thing too is that whenever you tell someone you're from Louisiana, and this happened to me the whole time I lived in Chicago, people are like, really? Wow.
It's exotic.
Like,
to them.
Yeah, it's really exotic. Totally they want to know about it. Yeah. That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, I'm fascinated by how different your paths were to this point where you're both arriving. And I didn't mention when I said your names just a little while ago. Both of them have put together this original show called Cajun Face. And these wonderful posters and postcards are everywhere, all over town, with the two of their faces together, side by side, one half and one half. But coming to this point that we're talking about from very different experiences, and the way you're talking about your preaching and proselytizing about the culture here is... It's interesting in contrast to what you were talking about, this kind of realization about not so much the culture, which Leanne is talking about, but this personal way of interacting, like a personal interaction, because you had to live with that every day with people who were very different.
Yes.
And so did you find certain feelings growing, or did that become a little more acceptable or bearable the longer you were in Chicago?
Well, you know, I think that I changed when I was over there. I probably part of me became more like the culture, a little more stoic, you know, a little more quiet.
A little less emotionally available, as you said.
Yeah, maybe then I was also just like turning 30s, getting into my 30s. So, you know, a little less like 20s mad emotional thing. But yeah, you know, maybe that was part of it.
Okay. So how long were you in Chicago?
Just about 8 years.
8 years. Mm-hmm. And you had people, friends like Leanne, coming and talking about how wonderful the culture was. And you were having emotional feelings when disasters would happen. Katrina, the oil spill, you were feeling a pull. So eventually you came back. And there are quite a number of others who have made their way back here as
they're
well.
They're all coming back to me now.
They're coming back to
you. They left me and now they're coming back.
You did such a good job, Leanne.
I know.
Yeah. So when you got back, you immediately got back into the theater scene. And you had never stopped. You continued with acting up as well. So how long ago did the two of you, once you came back, Sarah, a couple years ago now?
About a year and a half.
A year and a half ago. Okay, not that long ago. When did you find yourselves beginning to talk about these experiences and realizing that there was a potential show? How did that happen?
Immediately.
I was about to say immediately.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So Sarah moves back a year and a half ago, and Leanne is ready.
I was definitely. I enjoyed the ensemble work I do with Acting Up. I had done a one-woman show in 2008, and I had a lot of people asking me when I was going to do another one, and I just never felt. I was like, oh, I will. I just never felt, you know. And then when Sarah came back, I was like, yes, yes, I have a partner in crime that I feel
we're
like.
We're just really inspired by each other artistically, I think, you know, apart from any of the Cajun things. And then this was kind of what started circulating. Like, these were the ideas that we were having, you know, the moments that we were having in our lives, with me coming back and me thinking a lot about that and what that meant.
Right.
You know, and.
So talk about some of these stories, because it is a series of vignettes. Cajun Face is – it's not a one-act play where there's some plot or anything really.
Right.
It's a series of vignettes. So I imagine a number of conversations that the two of you would have, putting out these ideas, thinking about situations that you could shape into. And I know you've both done improv. I think you've done improv.
Yes.
So you're comfortable with shaping pieces like that around an idea. So was there something that you felt had to be in there, a certain vignette? Had to be in there. How did you choose those moments? What did you feel had to be in there as the penultimate, I guess, the experience, so that many young people like yourselves would recognize themselves in this piece?
Well, we definitely had topics that were affecting us individually, and yet, but really together. We have a lot of similar issues or
life circumstances.
Right, life circumstances. And so we wanted to touch on those things. Those are things that we always talk about when we're with our friends or, you know, are together. And I was like, we need to put that on a stage.
But I'm assuming these are not just generic topics that somebody in Portland is having as well, that they have something
in some
to
cases,
do.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But they're also informed by where you are.
Correct. And that's one of the things, too. Yeah, some of it is going to be seen as universal. And how that universal idea or theme is affected by our culture. Absolutely. I absolutely also hope people that come see the show that maybe are not Cajun or Creole and just happen to move here, they still identify with the show as well. I see that there are similarities in our culture and other cultures. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I hope whatever culture they come from, they see it. Mm-hmm. So definitely there are some universal things. But then there are some very specific things. One of the things we address is the fact that I really don't eat meat. I only eat seafood. Yeah. I only eat seafood, and it's usually only seafood that I catch. My dad catch it, you know, very mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. of the land, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. Cajun in that way. But I don't eat any other meat, and that's definitely something we poke fun at and address yeah. mm-hmm. because it's really hard to explain to an older Cajun
but it will be something that people will respond to, because in this day and age almost everyone's encountered someone who will say that, and so right. Cajuns will have a response mm-hmm. and you know, some kind of
so we definitely address that mm-hmm. issue I think pretty often.
Yeah. Some of the things we were talking about earlier, the idea of like leaving versus staying is kind of how Milan would put it. Mm-hmm. That's addressed in detail in the show. Mm-hmm. My journey deciding to come back, Leanne's journey deciding to stay, that conversation in terms of our families, that's all in there. And I think that people are very much going to relate to that of our – especially people around our age in their 20s and 30s.
Who have had the opportunity mm-hmm. to leave. Some mm-hmm. of them mm-hmm. have, and everyone mm-hmm. knows somebody who mm-hmm. has.
And a lot have come back, as right. we were saying. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what people in Portland will not understand.
Why
yeah.
you go back there.
Right.
That's right. Once the fad is over someplace, everyone leaves and goes away. They don't come back in right. the same way.
Yeah. Right.
So how do you all structure this? And again, we need to say Cajun Face, which is an original production. My two guests, Sarah Michaela Brown and Leanne Cheremy, opens this Thursday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts.
Yes.
It will run through the weekend?
Yes, one weekend
only. One weekend only, okay. So as you're listening now, you may want to consider getting online and looking at tickets mm-hmm. Because there's going to be a lot of people heading towards that production. So how do you structure this? Are you the same character in each vignette? Do you have the same name? How have you structured it?
For the most part, the majority of the show we're playing ourselves. Mm-hmm. Either in real situations that have happened to us or absurd constructions of situations. We every now and again we'll play a different character. But, it's largely our personal experiences. And I think that will lend a lot to the show that we're willing to get up there and reveal so much about ourselves. I think that people will enjoy seeing that and be hopefully touched by it. And certainly they'll laugh mm-hmm. in some cases. Yeah, we just we had like a writing period where both of us were writing individually. In some cases, we would write the same sketch and then merge them. And then we kind of looked at everything we had and we pieced it together into a flow. Now, we also have been doing video interviews with various people in the community, a lot of our own families, our friends, and a few other people that, you know, we've met. And we've been asking them questions like, are you a Cajun? What makes you Cajun? Why do you love to dance? What's a favorite memory of your grandparents? So we have this wonderful video element happening as well, which mm-hmm. I think people are really going to love. Mm-hmm. And I just thought this would be a good moment to say we have two original songs in the show.
So you wrote songs to this?
And
apparently.
Okay. Yeah. And what sort of style are they? Cajun music?
One is a rap song.
Oh, okay.
About...
Yeah, I think it's okay.
About Bure.
I can see the possibilities already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have a music video that goes mm-hmm. with that. It's pretty mm-hmm. amazing. Mm-hmm. And then the other is actually a parody.
Yes, it's a parody.
A parody song. I just want to say Ashley Michaud helped me True. Write the lyrics for that one.
All right, so another very talented young Cajun mm-hmm. in this area as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, and that's what's been great about mm-hmm. this project, even though mm-hmm. it's our project. I have not hesitated to reach out into the young Cajun mm-hmm. community and bounce ideas off of them, too.
How would the mm-hmm. two of you characterize the young Cajun community? I know people need to go and see your play, but that's of great interest to a lot of people. And mm-hmm. One thing, just to say why, you see this beautiful photograph.
Oh, it's beautiful. Here. Absolutely. Yes.
Philip Gould took that in 1976. Mm-hmm. And that's in his book, Les Cajuns d'Aster, which was the Cajuns of today in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
In the 70s. That's been 40 years,
yeah.
nearly 40
wow.
years. And I remember him saying, even in the 80s, he could no longer have made that book
mm-hmm.
because people were self-conscious
mm-hmm.
with their culture
yeah.
and being called Cajuns.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew what he meant because my grandparents never called themselves Cajuns. Mm-hmm. They were Les Français, je suis Français. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious as to how you characterize a group that has become incredibly self-conscious of the culture.
You're so right about that.
Because because of so many reasons, intense tourism effort in the state, just national interest. How do you characterize that and deal with that among this young group that you're talking about?
I will say that, you know, the show is not necessarily all a big smooch hug fest. We definitely like have some – we do turn a critical eye at points or a satirical eye to some of the Cajun culture. So I think you'd be pleased to see that,
Well,
Judith.
And I guess when I said self-conscious, both – it's no good or bad. It's just an intense self-consciousness of it.
Yeah. I mean, there comes a point when and I guess I should just – be brave and talk about it on the radio since it's in the show, where we are tasking ourselves, like trying to see who can be more Cajun. And I think that at that point, you're kind of getting into a problem.
I see.
Yeah, that was actually a sketch idea, one of our earlier ones.
And did you, is that in the show? Is there a sketch like that?
Yeah, it's not what the original idea was.
It's evolved.
Because we weren't tapping into a fad that was going, and it's, it was a fad with a message behind it. When everyone was wearing their red Louisianas in support of what was going on, and I hate to say fad because it has such a bad connotation.
Well, it's a fad,
but
it's,
it was
it happens for a time and then it isn't anymore.
Right. So we were thinking about tapping into that, but because it's not happening,
like, it's not relevant anymore.
Yeah, so it morphed into a newer
version. Have this idea of who can be more Cajun.
Who can be more Cajun.
And what are some of the elements in there? What I mean, again, I don't want y'all to give away everything.
Yeah. It's okay, I think. What it's are such some a small of piece of the show. Well, basically what it turns into is an insult battle.
Oh, yeah, and we have a previous one that goes with it that taps into some other bigger issues of the shame of being Cajun, which was an insult battle. And then we revisited into maybe not being Cajun enough, you know, which is a topic in our culture, you know.
Yeah. And I remember
– Cajun litmus test.
Right. Like this is not in the show, but just something that would inspire it. There was one festival at Cadien where I like mispronounced a French phrase and I kind of got like called out for it, you know, kind of like publicly. And I was just like really irritated by that. You know, it's like, you know, I didn't grow up speaking French, unfortunately, you know. Let's all like help each other along here.
Right.
Well, you know, I think people listening right now can really sense the layers that are in this play. This is not just a superficial, you know, we've come back to this area and this is what we've seen. You're really delving deep into your own responses, the responses of your friends within that wider culture. We are talking about a new production, a new play called Cajun Face, created by my guests, Sarah Michaela Brown and Leon Sherrim, who have both lived away at various times in their lives, are now here and are very much a part of what's happening now in this great, passionate embracing of the culture and people just expressing it in so many ways, musically, in visual arts, through performing arts, cuisine, so many ways people are expressing themselves. And this is an amazing production that they've created along with music, original song, and it will open on Thursday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. About how long does it last?
It's about 1 hour. And then we also will have a talk back each night with us and a special guest.
So the guest changes each night.
Yes. Okay. Thursday night we have Kelly Clayton. Friday night we have Mandy Miguez. Saturday night we have Young Sing Woo. And Sunday we have Walter Pierce. He's our only gentleman guest panelist.
Very interesting. Yeah. Interesting choices for, I'm sure, very, very different reasons.
Yes.
I think people could see the play two or three times just to hear the panel discussion afterwards.
Yeah, each discussion will focus on different elements of the show.
Right. Oh, very interesting. Now, if people would like more information about times and how to get tickets, is the ACA the best place to call, or do you have a Facebook page?
We do have a Facebook event. If you search for Cajun Face, I'm pretty sure it'll come up. But, yeah, Acadiana Center for the Arts is a great place to contact, 233-7060. Or you can just visit us downtown. Tickets are for sale. We have all the information online. Or you can call us up there.
All right. At the ACA.
At the ACA.
Okay. Yep. Is this kind of a residency? This is one of their residencies.
No, it's The Acting Up is the just to clarify, is the resident theater company at the ACA, and they are producing this show. Mm-hmm. We are both members of Acting Up, and they are producing the show for us, and they have been amazing with giving us feedback and helping us clarify to make sure our point is coming across, and helping us market and be extras in our video, and help us with lighting and recording, and without them, we wouldn't have been able to get as far as we have with this show.
Very interesting. So they're really helping this whole creative ferment in the theatrical arts, the performing arts here in our community, not just staying within themselves, but really encouraging you all to create new forms of theater. And do you all have a name? Are you planning to do other shows together? Or?
Well, interesting. Yes. Yes, we are. The answer is yes, and. that's my rule in my classroom. Yes, and. Yes, we will do more shows together. Right. We have characters that have come out of this. We have some ideas that didn't make it in this round. We have other things that we would like to look at.
Yeah, we have two very audacious alter egos that have come out of this show that people will get to meet. My name is Tebrun.
And I'm Sharami.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll look forward to that, and look forward to more great, again, posters and postcards around town, perhaps with those two alter egos side by side. And we'll look forward to the stories. I know when we were talking earlier in the lobby, the ideas were already coming out from you all. Again, Cajun Face opens at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. It is an original show production by my guests, Leanne Sharamy and Sarah Michaela Brown, about their experiences away and within the culture, and what it means to be a young Cajun living here in Lafayette in so many levels. So many. Don't even think you can predict all the levels they're going to be addressing in Cajun Face, opening this Thursday. And how many performances? It runs just through the weekend.
Four.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday matinee.
Yes, and the show will be done before the Saints game on Sunday.
All right.
I'm just clarifying that right there.
You could write a whole show on that.
Absolutely.
Huh? All right. Well, thank you both so much.
Thank you
so much, Judith.